This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on this Friday morning, and a little different take on Brinkouter Home highlight this week. The state of real estate in Macon County. There is a 2021 market summary put together by Tom Brinkouter and the team. And so Tony and Ryan and Tom are in studios here today. How does it feel right now, like walking into the building? It was just unbelievable this
really
morning.
Really cold.
Yes, absolutely. Poor guy I had on down here from District 61. He's been here 7 months. He was from Pensacola, spent it last time in Atlanta. Now he's here. He had no words.
Welcome to the Midwest.
He's trying to find coats. He can't even find a coat that's warm enough. Well, it is. The real estate market is not cold. You've got some interesting stuff here. You're going to have to explain this spreadsheet. There's like way too many numbers for me. But let's start with 2021, because now we can officially take a look at the year that it was.
Yeah.
What did we learn?
Well, we looked at the county, Brian, residential sales. So we have county numbers, and then we broke it down by school district. So if you look at 2021, there was 1,580 residential sales in Macon County. These are MLS sales, okay? That was up almost 6% from 2020. There was 1,493 in 2020. The big number is the average sales price is up to about 100. It's 135,914. That is up 9% just from 2020. And I can tell you, if you look back to 2019, it's even a bigger increase, which is great for our market. We've experienced unprecedented appreciation over the last 2-3 years.
It's crazy though. I remember at the beginning of COVID, Tony and I were in a challenge at the YMCA when it. You and I were talking about bracing for the worst. I mean, and then this thing caused acceleration in areas that I don't think anybody would have foreseen. Right? I mean,
March of 2020, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah,
COVID was hitting. Everybody's out
I'm sure
of the office.
Agents, you're on commission. I mean, you don't sell homes. You don't make money. That had to be kind of a terrifying time right at the beginning of all that.
It was scary. We all thought that we wouldn't be able to have closings. Everything would have to be just shut down. I think everybody was very scared at the time.
Yeah, but looking back, you go, wow. I mean, who knew this was going to, because people were, in their homes more than ever, and they looked around. And they weren't happy with, they wanted something different. And this happened all over the globe.
Oh, yeah. It's not unique to Decatur.
Yeah, but I'm certainly thrilled for Brinkouter and all of your agents, that you've been able to do this. So what else did you learn looking back over the year?
Well, another big number is the average days on market. In a normal market, normal times, that's usually around 120 days. In 2021, it was 31 days, and that 47% from 2020. 6 in 2020, 2021, which is, that's... We've never seen numbers like that for days on the market, Brian. And it's not unusual even right now to put a house on the market that's priced correctly, and that house will move in less than a week.
Yeah, and then you take a little more historical look at, because you attach some numbers over the last 20 years, mm-hmm. because, trends are trends, and, COVID's a two-year thing that no one could have prepared for, but what does it look like historically?
Well, we look back 20 years, broke it down by year, by month. If you go back on average sales price to 2001, it was $87,612.
Yeah.
So $50,000 jump over a 20-year period. And that was steadily going up. There was only one or two years where it checked up and went down a little bit. Our market has traditionally been a very stable market, not real high highs, not real low lows. But we have been on this trend for the last couple of years of all the indicators being positive. I will tell you that interest rates are starting to tick up. They're up about 0.5% from where they were.
And most people expect that's going to continue to move up, right?
What we hear from the economists and National Association of Realtors is expect that to keep going up. And I feel that as that goes up, ticks up, even if it gets to 5 or 6%, it's still a great interest rate.
If you look over the 20 years, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. But demand may check up a little bit with the rates going up. And I do look for more inventory to come on the market. As of yesterday, there were only 126 available residential properties in our MLS system in Macon County. We need that to be 200 or 300. If that's where the inventory is, we'll get more towards a more stable type of market. And I look for that. I don't know what number we're going to get to, but I do look for that to start increasing. So I'm going to tell all the home sellers out there, if you're thinking about selling, right now is the time to be talking to your agent. do your comparative market analysis, get your home on the market now while we still have this really, really high demand and really low interest rates.
All right. So, Tony, from an agent's perspective, you know, you've dealt with an unprecedented two-year period just like everyone else. But what's that meant? I mean, what have you learned? I think everybody's tired of pandemic. I get that. But there will be positive things that come out of this because it's caused people to get outside the box and pivot and be able to think about doing things in a different way. What have you learned?
Yeah, that's a good question. So outside of the numbers, the things that we have learned is how to help our buyers be more competitive in this market, how to write offers that make theirs stand out above other buyers' offers, how to make our sellers' home shine so that they do get that multiple offer situation. Technology, a lot of us have had to adapt and do virtual showings and digital signatures, things that had been around before but weren't so prevalent now. Most of our contracts get signed that way, to be honest with you. I think this 20-year historical data is very helpful and interesting because, of course, I was only 9 20 years ago. So I've read about this stuff on the internet. It's good to, all I've known is this really, really good market.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. But I think what, you know, everyone has learned is, you know, meeting just for the sake of meeting isn't something we're going to be doing anymore. And you know, an open house all day Sunday isn't something we're going to be doing anymore. And that's okay. You know, there's better, easier ways of doing it. And you guys were poised to do it because you were so far ahead, you know, back with your sister, you know, with building the websites. You came back to do that, and having that digital presence that was there for then Tony and the other teams to sort of be able to lean on, having that ability, you were well purposed to be ready to go with that.
We were set up and ready to go virtual. We could do it completely. We just hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
But with our board are really good. I want to give a shout out to the title companies, the attorneys, everybody in this real estate community pulled together when the COVID hit. And made it work.
Yeah.
And you know, we're poised that our agents can work remote. I will tell you that every one of our agents has all of this data. So if you want to make an appointment, they can go through your school district with you wherever you live, give you the average price, what has happened in your market over the last couple of years. But Tony is adapting. All of our agents have. And, you know, it's a digital world and it's a new normal. It's a different way of doing business. It's not how my dad sold real estate.
No, not at all. But man, I'll tell you what, companies struggle with that. I mean, even good companies, you know, HR departments struggle with that. You know, everybody's trying to find employees and some HR departments are wanting to do what they did 30 years ago. And that's not working today. So having that digital presence and consumption habits changing. I mean, if you think about life, you know, stuff, how you consume stuff versus 5 years ago or 10 years ago. This has changed everything for everyone. But you guys and Ryan does an amazing job. I mean, you've never been happy, you know, to just rest on your merits with the digital presence, constantly improving it, making it faster, making it better, more features, more ability. So I can sit there on a Sunday afternoon instead of driving, you know, to a house, I can look at 25 houses, narrow down a list of the ones that really interest me, talk to an agent, and that's way more efficient and effective.
And Brian, we're very fortunate to have Ryan. Ryan has stepped into the role that I had when my sister owned the company, and he's taken that. He's our technology guy. He's our marketing guy. He's the guy that manages Facebook, helps the agents with technical questions, and he has a new program that we stick every new listing through. And I'll, you know, he can talk a little bit more about that, but Ryan is really the tech guy at Brinkotter right now.
All right, so you guys do all kinds of original stuff for your clients. People come in, they want to sell their home right now. There's never been a better time. I know it's 9 degrees out. No one wants to think about moving, but man, your profit center right now, it's not going to get any better than it is right now. So what do those customers, those homeowners get, you know, just by signing with an agent? And then when you bring the tech side of things and the marketing side of things, what all do they get?
Well, I look at a perspective. One, and first and foremost, we have a phenomenal and dynamic field team that goes out and collects all this data, shoots the Matterport videos, shoots the drone videos. Somebody's out there flying a drone on a day that it's 9 degrees to get those exterior photos and bird's eye view of the home. I mean, they're out there working behind the scenes, and that's something that people don't necessarily see. And the flip side, too, is you're not just working with your Brinkotter agent. You're inheriting a company and all the resources and tools that are behind that. And our job from a marketing perspective is first and foremost, speed to market. That's where the team comes into play. Let's go out there. Let's get the photos. Let's get the floor plan shot. Let's get the flyer put to the website. Let's get your listing ready to hit the market. And so once that happens, then we go into our traditional marketing, go into pushing out a whole process for Facebook. And it's all just ignited once that agent takes that listing. So our goal simply, and first and foremost, I mean, I always say I have 60 clients. I work for the agents. My job's to make them look good. My job's to work for their sellers. And just to help them put their best house forward.
But Tom, those
first impressions are hard to overcome.
Well, you only get that first shot at that first impression. But this guy's had to work harder than everybody else over the last 2 years because of the speed of stuff going on the market. I mean, because you know everybody else got to pivot and do some things. But how important was it? I mean, because you have like no time to get all this out there.
Not to mention that he oversaw the complete revamp of brinkouter.com in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
So the key to this, Brian, is we do this for every listing for every agent. So it's an automatic process that every house goes through. Ryan has set that up. He's just there for everybody, and he's there all the time. We are the support staff. Myself, the six other employees of Brinkouter, and the home site staff are basically the support staff for agents like Tony. So we look at the agents as, and then our agents are out and have this team behind them for every client they have.
And we couldn't ask for a better support staff. They do a great job.
Well, it was an incredible year and a tough year in a lot of ways. But, you know, the good companies, you know, step up and meet the challenges and adapt and are there for their customers. And I don't think anybody does it better than you guys. I really do believe that. And it's always fun. We appreciate the partnership and you guys coming in, what your company means to this community, what the name Brinkouter means to this community. And then people like Tony. I have to walk on Tony's face at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, you know, because he's supporting the cause. Got the graphics on the ground. It's just you set the tone, and it's companies like ours, like yours, that make this community, you know, what it is. And so we're thrilled to do this every Friday. And it's interesting to look at the numbers. I mean, it really is, and get a 20-year perspective of it.
Right, and if you're
when Tony was nine,
yeah. And if you're out there and you want to know what your home might be worth, and you'd like to get a deeper dive, you can get a hold of any one of our agents. Go to brinkouter.com, and they'll be happy to meet with you.
Absolutely. And you can look at the new listings, and as Ryan mentioned, the Matterport videos. All of the technology is there, and it's faster than ever, more mobile than ever. I mean, you really can have an experience no matter what platform or device you're using.
We got to meet people where they are and deliver information the way they want to consume it, and that's our main goal. And I think we've pivoted and adapted to the changing times, and we'll continue to do so and continue to be innovative with what we do.
All right, Tony, Tom, and Ryan, have a great weekend and stay warm.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.